COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Colorado, and the Roaring Fork School District is feeling the pressure. Last week, the entire Roaring Fork High School transitioned to distance learning for the week after several staff were exposed to the virus, and almost 250 students across the district were quarantined because of confirmed cases. I spoke with the school district superintendent, Rob Stein, and asked him how he and his students and staff are doing right now.
I think our staff are finding it really taxing. It's very disruptive, the pivoting back and forth, not only between distance learning and in-person learning, but then needing to quarantine groups of students and teachers and other staff members, and then planning around how do we support those kids while they're learning remotely? How do we cover teachers' classes if they can't be there? So the quarantine aspect of managing the pandemic has added a layer of stress to everybody that's pretty high.
And with cases continuing to spike in the Valley and across Colorado, how are you and the Roaring Fork School Administration preparing as we move into winter?
Well, we are monitoring the cases, the incidence rate, very closely, and it has risen significantly. When we made the decision to return to in-person learning, it was in the 60s per 100,000, and now it's about 400 per 100,000 in Garfield County. A question that people ask frequently is, when will we reach a point where there's so much COVID in the community that we need to revert back to distance learning? And the answer is, we don't have a specific metric for that. We're working closely with public health and medical providers to give us guidance. But what we are monitoring closely is whether there's transmission in schools. And so far there hasn't been. And so the challenge with more cases in the community is that it's more likely that cases will present that require us to quarantine staff and students. And so the constant disruptions are going to be very difficult for us to manage and maintain in-person learning, which is what we experienced at Roaring Fork High School this week.
You know, it sounds like you don't know at what point the district might have to move to completely distance learning for all of its students, but do you think that that will happen? Do you have any sense of that?
Oh boy, you're asking a crystal ball question. I don't really know. There isn't like a criterion for health conditions in the community. And both our public health departments and our State Department of Health and our governor have resisted any kind of a threshold like that applying to schools. There are conditions that we've identified when we know we will have to revert it to distance learning. And what we've already seen with Roaring Fork High School is staff capacity. If we don't have enough staff to effectively run a program, including just the ability to supervise students safely, then that would be one reason why we have to revert to distance learning. If there's a higher transmission rate within the school, if we start seeing the spread of COVID within the school, that would be another criterion that would compel us to revert to distance learning. And then there are just other things, you know, can we continue to operate food services, transportation? Many, if not most of those are all staff dependent. The more staff that are in quarantine, the less capacity we have to run our program.
So you've worked in education as a teacher and now an administrator for more than 30 years. How does this pandemic compare to other issues you've had to face in the past?
I don't think any of us who have been in this business for any time at all have experienced anything like this pandemic. The complexities, the challenges, the frustrations, it's very, very hard to keep our focus on the needs of students and continuing to improve academic achievement. That's still what we're very much committed to doing, but all the other things that have to be navigated to get to the central purpose of education is just overwhelming for everyone. I don't think our teachers have ever experienced this level of burden. I know our principals are burning the candle at both ends, and our families, you know, they're trying to manage their own jobs while managing their kids' learning. There's always unpredictability. Will my kid have to stay home from school because of a quarantine today? You know, our society hasn't seen anything like this before, and that's certainly true in my profession. And everybody's afraid. Everybody's frustrated, and sometimes that presents. But overall, I feel like the community is working really hard to make sure that we can continue to operate our schools.
That was Roaring Fork School District Superintendent Rob Stein.